And it was really, like I said, our training did not stop this weekend.
No. We had a, I would say, I know we teased it earlier, but it was a healthy weekend on a number of fronts, but actually be making sure that we did something for our physical bodies basically each day.
So this weekend we celebrated our anniversary, our wedding anniversary. So that is kind of the thought behind this week's podcast is a kind of the how this weekend was really a all in all a very healthy weekend. Because not only were we did we do some exercise, which we'll talk about in a little bit, but we were celebrating our relationship. And I'm sure people have talked about it and have heard about it, especially in the kind of the aftermath of COVID, about how important relationships are. You know, so I mean, there the science is already there, and you might have heard it before. If not,
you're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We are going to recap a very healthy weekend or weekend or
weekend
that we recently had that centered around our anniversary. And we're going to tell you why it was so healthy in the main part of this podcast. But before we do that, we're going to thank you guys for listening. You know, we'd say it every week, but it deserves to be mentioned every week about how great you guys as listeners are. You know, we see you must be sharing the podcast with a friend because all the download numbers are growing up. So if you haven't done so already, we do really appreciate ratings and reviews. I do mandate 5-star reviews, but I don't think that's a very hard thing to do after you listen to this podcast. Right?
True.
But please drop us a line either in the rating or you can connect to us on Instagram at the ATF podcast. Send us a DM through that and we will definitely respond or even give you a shout out on the podcast. So now that that's out of the way, let's get into some training recaps. Now, we did some specific training this weekend, but we're not going to talk about that yet. How was your week of training before this weekend?
I think it started out fine. But then I think like essentially like 5 consecutive days of workouts, some of which were pretty rigorous, just like sapped my body. And I felt like I could barely get out of bed in the morning. It wasn't even that I was super, super sore. It was just like, it was like that bone tiredness. So I took it as a sign that I needed to take it a little easy for a couple of days. So I kind of had a lesser end of the week.
Yeah.
But I'd say a more active weekend.
Yeah. I think you were prepping for the active, healthy weekend that we just
had. I wanted to make sure that I was like recuperated and I wasn't feeling, you know, at all hindered. So I'm very glad that I did that.
That's smart. That's smart. I did see you doing a weighted workout this weekend too.
Yep. So that's I did weighted impressive. Workout. I did Peloton. I did P-Volve. Did a little bit of yoga.
Nice.
So
comprehensive.
Yeah.
So for me this week, I think I had 2 very productive jiu-jitsu classes. That's right. I think I started my week with a booty building workout.
Booty building.
That's right. I went to
it's
a head time.
Booty building.
Head time, went to LA Fitness and did a very heavy, you know, leg workout. But
nice.
I think it focused on the booty.
Because
I did some very heavy staggered deadlifts. So staggered deadlifts is you focus like on one leg at a time, essentially. But I did it with probably like 90 pounds of kettlebell. So
yeah.
It was a pretty extensive. My cheeks were feeling it later in the week. So I was pretty happy with that. Also got a couple sauna sessions in this week. week. So I was pretty happy about that. I had one whole like recovery day that I was able to, you know, get to the sauna, went for like 15 minutes, then got in the pool, then got out, went for another 7 minutes, stuff like that. So that was pretty, I would say, necessary.
Yeah.
To make me feeling good. So I've been trying to really prioritize getting out and walking every day. Mm-hmm. You know, at least getting out and walking 15 minutes every day. If I got a busy day at work, I'll at least try to find a gap where I can get out there and just walk during the day. So I've been able to do that. Like I said, I also got some sauna in this week. So I'm looking forward to this week coming. I've got a massage scheduled. Ooh. So I'm very excited about that.
Massage.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds nice.
So, that was our training recap for the week. And it was really, like I said, our training did not stop this weekend.
No. We had we teased it earlier, but it was a healthy weekend on a number of fronts.
Mm-hmm.
But actually making sure that we did something for our physical bodies basically each day.
Yeah. Yeah. So this weekend we celebrated our anniversary, our wedding anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So that is kind of the thought behind this week's podcast is a kind of the how this weekend was really a all in all a very healthy weekend. Because not only did we do some exercise, which we'll talk about in a little bit, but we were celebrating our relationship.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people have talked about it and have heard about it, especially in the kind of the aftermath of COVID, about how important relationships are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, the science is already there, and you might have heard it before. If not, having an intimate relationship with someone, or even meaningful relationship, not just, you know, what Shannon and I have as, you know, the intimacy level, but we
not
are
not just talking about physical,
right?
Either
exactly.
It's that beyond sort of closeness, deep connection with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And like I said, it could be same sex, could be with your partner, could be with friends, you know, very close friend, meaningful relationships. I mean, having these moments where, you know, you have, you know, you kind of can rely on each other and you are very, honest with each other, you mm-hmm. know, it can release positive hormones and feel good hormones in your brain, serotonin, dopamine,
yeah.
things like that. They also talk about having a partner or having a close, meaningful relationship. People live longer because you have like kind of an accountability coach at a certain level. You have people that are trying to be honest with you or saying, hey, are you getting checked up? Are you going to the doctors? Are you doing this?
Uh-huh.
You don't realize how important that is to have somebody kind of making sure you're staying on your health requirements.
I know my parents even recently said that, like, they go to the doctor, they go together.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's kind of how you do it when you're older.
Yep.
Because, like, you know, it's there for support. Maybe you're also sharing a ride.
Yep.
But, you know, if you have a procedure or something, you need somebody to take you home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having that other person, you get sort of an additional advocate for you and your health, which is massively helpful. And that could be like a best friend, that could be a life partner, that could just be, you know, somebody that you've grown close to. It matters.
Absolutely.
Though.
Yeah. And like I said, they have stats that say that married couples or people in, you know, relationships with a significant other, they have less instances of strokes, less instances of heart attack. So, I mean, you just talk about the physical benefits, but I think the emotional benefits too of connecting with somebody on another level. Obviously, friends are great, but you can have an even more significant, meaningful relationship with somebody, and it can be a friend too. But having that, I think that. And I think intimacy, really, a lot of people think a physical relationship, but I don't think it has to be that necessarily if you're intimate with somebody.
Yes, I would agree. I would say that, you know, intimacy, it's really, I think it comes down to the level that somebody else sees you and feeling seen by somebody. I mean, there's plenty, we're not saying that, like, you know, married couples by any means are the, you know, what this is pertaining to is plenty of married couples who do not feel seen and do not stay married. So, I mean, I think it's though, like, you have those people in your life where you just, you feel that deep connection, that deep level of being seen by somebody else. And I think that is that level of intimacy that we're talking about.
Yeah. And as I said, and just talk about us personally, I mean, this, you know, our wedding anniversary, we've passed that. We've known this coming August, I think it was August, we'll be knowing each other for 20 years.
That's insane.
Almost half our lives that we've known each other.
That's insane. You know?
So it's just that having that kind of history with somebody, and but also having the comfort of being able to talk about essentially anything. You know, bounce ideas off of, just about being, not only being, you know, husband and wife, but being essentially partners, kind of, in a lack of better terms, that we're striving to make each other's lives better. And of course, obviously we have Ella, so we're striving to make her life as, you know, as, not, I mean, obviously better, but like, we're trying to put her or give her the most opportunity.
Absolutely.
And I think that this is all comes back to the idea of having meaningful relationships.
Yeah.
You know, and not, we're very, I think, very lucky and blessed to have our relationship. And I just, I think in a day and age where, you know, people say it, I don't know how accurate it is, that you kind of like the idea of being connected, but also being disconnected in this day and age.
Yep.
You know, with technology and things like that. I think it's important to strive for meaningful relationships. And it's getting harder. I understand that it's getting harder for people to try to have meaningful relationships, face-to-face relationships. You know, sure, you know, technology allows you to interact with people that are not in your, essentially, vicinity. But I think there's a lot to be said with actual kind of like face-to-face relationships.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I think it's something you also learn to appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a person, like, I left all of my closest friends and family and moved, you know, hundreds of miles away when I went to college. And that was incredibly hard, but it made me value those relationships so much. And I'm very proud to say that, like, me moving away long distances has not forced me to lose those relationships.
Right.
You know, I have them. I have quite a few of them still. I may not talk to everybody as frequently, but I still feel like that deep connection with those relationships. And, you know, even for, like, partners, married couples, we've been married long enough to have been in points in our lives where it almost felt like we were just passing ships. Like, still, it happens, you know, we get really busy, we get caught up in schedules. And this is the challenge in the world we live in, is
right.
Being present with somebody else. That is that time where you're able to actually work on those bonds of intimacy and that connection. It doesn't happen just coordinating schedules. Like, it's not enough just to be in the same space, even though being in the same space helps. But, you know, you really have to fight all of those distractions and things that do just want to pull your attention and focus elsewhere, but to really focus on what's in front of you and how impactful that can be. I mean, we had a really fantastic dinner, and it allowed us to kind of just linger over dinner for like 2.5 hours, which was, it felt blissful, you know? It was just nice to sit and talk and enjoy each other's company. And that was a real treat. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, happy anniversary, hon.
Yes, happy anniversary to us. And something else we did that was a very healthy activity during our anniversary weekend is that we went out for a kayaking trip.
Yeah, because whenever we take a date night, Ella gets jealous.
Yeah.
And she likes to have a date experience as well.
Right.
So we did a family date.
Mm-hmm.
And we went kayaking.
Yeah. So we have the benefit of here living in Florida, especially where we live in Florida. We have plenty of rivers and things to go kayaking on or paddleboarding. But even more of a benefit is that we have a lot of spring-fed rivers.
Stupid, beautiful, clear, yeah. Like crystal clear.
Crystal
rivers.
Clear, 70. I mean, it's a little cool, 75 degree water, but it's just there's so much opportunity to get out there and experience the outdoor. And right now, we're kind of in a sweet spot. It wasn't deathly hot,
wasn't humid at
not
all,
not super buggy. So we just really got out there, enjoyed ourselves. And I mean, no, you guys probably know about, you know, kayaking can be a good, you know, calorie burner. You know, I looked up and it said 30 minutes of kayaking can be between 150 and 250 calories burned.
My arms are sore. Mm-hmm. Granted, I did weights as well yesterday.
I think even more the experience and the benefit for especially health in the health regards is to just being in the nature, you know, being outdoors and being in that environment. Like I said, we had great conditions, so that really was helpful.
Yeah.
But I mean, we got to get off the kayak, jump in the water, swim around. I mean, Ella was so excited about that.
She couldn't
contain herself. We probably could have just put her like outside the boat and just paddled, and she would
have brought like a floaty,
yes,
like a little tube.
But she would have jumped off the tube. You know her; she would have jumped off the tube.
I know she almost jumped off the kayak several times.
But this is probably something we've also talked about on the podcast, but it's worth repeating: the actual proven health benefits of being outside in nature.
Oh yeah,
you know, I mean, the helps. They've talked about how going in green spaces is linked to better sleep, lower blood pressure, reduced risk of chronic disease, and also reduces instances of anxiety and depression. So just the idea of being in nature. I mean, they have that term forest bathing.
Yeah,
I think that's almost like a, I don't know if it's a requirement in Asia, but they talk about how almost like they've made a lot of parks and stuff in like Korea and Germany and Germany is not
at all the same.
Yeah, Japan not about how same. Just the city parks they've made to help people have some green spaces, especially in their city, in urban environments, because how beneficial being in nature is, just being
it's
around nature.
Very grounding. Mm-hmm. Like, to be really simple about it, it's incredibly grounding. Like, not only are you walking on the surface of the earth when you're able to be like outside, especially, but you hear the birds, you see the sunlight, you feel the breeze, like literally all of the elements you have an ability to connect with in mm-hmm. some way. And I mean, I think I told you at one point, I was like, I've always loved beaches, but living on the Gulf Coast, we don't really get to the beach as much.
No, surprisingly not.
And it always surprises people when they come to visit and we're like, oh, we haven't been to the beach in a year. And they're like, what? Mm. The rivers here, though, because they're so gorgeous and clear, I would rather be there.
Yeah.
And the water is cooler. It's like, this is magic. And we have, within probably 2 hours of us, some of the best in the world.
Yeah. That was a great one we went to today. I really enjoyed that. And it's popular. I mean, like that, you know, I can't blame any of the people that, some people have some, you could tell they're veterans out there.
Oh, yeah.
With the paddleboards, with the kayaks, with the coolers and, I mean, everything. But it was cool to go up and down the river and see, like, the little river houses and stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so. And I respect the people that are there, and they're doing it as part of, like, a entertainment kind of thing. You know, they've got music playing and they've got like just, you know, they've got their phones out. I mean, sure, that's your call. I like even though I love music, I also just love listening to the birds and seeing, like, just enjoying. I didn't take as many photos and videos today as I like wanted to because I was just so happy to be witnessing all of it.
And I think that's a great part about nature too. And you know, obviously we did bring our phones and, you know, seeing people using their phones out there, but it's the idea of just, like you said, just experiencing it, to be away from kind of the digital world too, where either you're looking at a screen or something like that, whether it be at work or at home. I think being all away from that, it's such a precious and it's a really needed thing that we as humans really need. And I think, I mean, it seems that we're getting away from it. So I would say, if anything, you learned anything from this podcast is jump into a relationship and jump into a river. That's what we're saying, folks.
No.
Hopefully, like, you guys have the opportunity to do both with...
deep in a relationship. Yeah. We're not telling you which one, but we're saying embrace those deeper connections and definitely get outside, though. You don't have to jump in a river.
That's right. I would say just try to, you know, deepen your connections with people and nature.
Yeah.
Oh. Brought it all together, guys.
Just tying it up in a little bow for
you. So with that, we're going to go into our, it's kind of a, I would say a cumulative? No.
A combined.
Thank you. That's
look
why,
at me with
the
words. That's
why you're a great partner. Our combined what's got us pumped is that we're going on year number 9. For our marriage. So we're our happy anniversary to you.
Mm-hmm.
8 great years. And now we're going, starting year number 9.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the element for 8 years is?
There's an element.
Yeah. You know how like every year is a different element? Like,
I thought it was
paper,
like
paper and gold and silver.
No, I don't.
I do.
Oh, nuts. I didn't even look it up. What is it?
Bronze.
Okay. Well then, I know 5 was wood. I remember that.
Because you left and said, sure, I got that.
What, wood?
Yeah.
I did. I got us a cutting board.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what we're pumped for is that we're going on to year number 9 of our marriage.
Yeah.
I couldn't have had a better person to experience it with. Couldn't have thought of a better person.
And have a podcast with.
Exactly right.
So.
Double benefit, you know. Great podcast hosts and great partner.
Is it also somewhat funny that how many years has podcast been going?
I think we're going on year 8.
So it's not much different.
No, we're going on.
We might be going on year 9.
We are going on year 9. We started year 9 earlier this year. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah. That's right. So you guys have been here since for the whole thing.
The whole shebang. Mm-hmm.
You can go back. You can actually listen to a podcast that we did. I did with one of my groomsmen.
On our wedding day.
On our wedding day. Exactly right. Yep. So to do that, you guys have to go to addictedtofitness.libsyn.com. You go way back in the archives. Search in 2016.
Yep. It's right there.
To listen to that.
Literally,
episode.
Dates right there.
So also, please give us a rating review in Apple Podcasts or your preferred podcast app. Follow us on Instagram and give us a shout. We'd love to talk to you.
Indeed.
Got anything else for them?
Nope.
My wife?
No, my hubby.
All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @theATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.